It's February. It's Black History
Month.
What does that mean to you guys?
Excuse me?
Black History Month.
We need a longer month.
Black History Month, we need
like
the whole
be,
year.
We need a
Black History
month.
Year. How about Black History Year for 1 year?
Yeah.
Out of every 2 years.
Where do you,
1 year, Black History Year.
All right.
Boom.
Craziest thing I've ever witnessed happened when I worked at a jewelry store and this old man came in with this young, beautiful girl. I was the jeweler at the time and he told me he was looking for this special ring for his girlfriend. So, you know, I pulled out something pretty decent. It was like $5,000 and he just shook his head. He says, no, I need something special. You know, I get happy because I get a commission, so I bring back this beautiful ring, and I said, this is $40,000. Now, when she heard that price tag, her whole body started shaking with excitement. The old man looked at me and said, okay, I'll take it. And I said, okay, how will this payment be made? He said, by check, but I know you need to verify the check, so when you call the bank on Monday and verify it, I'll come by that afternoon and pick it up. I said, okay, and didn't really think much of it, but then Monday came around. So I called the guy, and I'm like, sir, there's nothing in your account. He said, listen to me. I know, but let me tell you about this weekend that I just had.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, aka Smoking Germ Frazier, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka Bread DiBiase, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka you can't fit his hustle inside of a rapper, aka the Duke of Dignity, and my last aka... Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you retiring, on the fence, waffling ass podcasters, keep noise down while I take my robe off, show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and my favorite AKA of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Or you can just go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We will have a Patreon type thing coming back, so don't forget, always check in at nappyafro.club to see how you can get behind the scenes exclusive content. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's that? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in the story, we'll shout you out like Pork did last week, like 12 Kyle did last week, like Ruler Myself did last week, like Dolomite did last week, like Riders did last week. A lot of people showed us love, so thank y'all for showing us love. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. I gotta ask you, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I will have to say, you know, my time in one of my classes is wrapping up, so I'm ready to pass the baton, first exam. is where I exit stage left. So that's coming up Monday. So therefore, I'm going to have I'm looking forward to passing the baton. Had an excellent outing on last Saturday. Went out for the first time of the new year, I guess so, yeah. Epic black party. It was just amazing because it was like people there. We had a mixed crowd as far as, you know, ages and things like that. But just to have like about 1,200 black people in the same space enjoying each other's company, having fun, no fights, except for like no fights. But somebody did lift my bottle from the table. No. It wasn't no fights. It was just some thievery happening.
Oh, you know that.
So niggas are stealing. But it's at the same time, I said, I ain't even gonna be mad.
It was the niggas you was with that was stealing, huh? You think?
It had to be, because I was at the table. Like, my bottle got missing when I went to the bathroom and came back. It was time for us to leave. Mm. So, I gave you what I wanted you to have. Oh, so but when I came back.
It. You already know who got it.
I don't know which one, because it wasn't the one who brought me home. Mm. It was the ones that was at the same table with us. But nonetheless, I had a good enough time, so if it was worth it for them to get the little bottle.
Yeah, you needed more than me, must be.
Clearly. So it's all good, though. But I had a good time. Like I said, my teaching load is finna start lightening up in the next couple of weeks, thank God. So I must say I had a great week.
Mm. Hey, man, that's what's up, man.
How was your week?
Well, now that you ask, my week was pretty dandy. I will cover that later, though, in the show. I'm not going to talk about it right now. But I had a great week. I just want y'all to know I had a great week. I can't complain. Been exercising, trying to do better.
Lost some more weight.
Yeah, just trying to do better about things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I feel good about that, you know what I'm saying? I get up every morning, go work out. You know, I get it now. I'd be out there just clearing my mind in the morning. It's almost therapeutic, you know what I'm saying?
Almost.
Yes, it's almost therapeutic because you're out there, it's just me and my thoughts and the music, and I'm just... going.
That's why I shouldn't join you. I don't want to mess up what you have going. You keep asking me to come out there.
I'm a zone out.
But there's no need for me to be out there. I'm coming out there
just
to talk.
Just keep up with me.
Well, I ain't gonna be.
We ain't out there talking. We working, baby. We working. We can do an afternoon walk if you just want to do that. We can do that. I do an afternoon walk. We can just talk.
I can do an afternoon walk
with
though.
But in the morning, it's work time.
Okay, but I'm gonna let you keep working.
Okay. Just offer you I'll offer you a piece of my safe space. You know, you might start liking it yourself. Like, yo, it is good.
I've done this before.
We ain't got to talk. I'm just saying. But I'll talk about the rest of my week later in the show. I'm not going to bore y'all with that now. Sorry.
Don't make me knock you.
Just saying. Sorry. Excuse me. Black boy joy. Well, it's time to go ahead and get to the show. And since we don't do an icebreaker no more, I'm going to give y'all one. It's not really an icebreaker. It's just since it's Black History Month. Not at the time of this recording, it isn't. But by the time you hear it, it will be Black History Month. And y'all know how we do around here at the Frocast for Black History Month. We talk about famous black people. Not the famous black people, the ones y'all used to hearing about. The Roses, the Martins, the ML, you know, all the ones that's on Mount Rushmore. We like to shine light on the ones that's not as known. And this guy today that we're showing love to is Jerome Snappy Jones. He was the first black man to use the quote, "Bitch, play with me if you want to." Mm. So shout out to Mr. Jerome Snappy Jones for you having a moment in black history. Thank you. Your contributions are still living on today, Mr. Jones.
My goodness.
Yes. Tune in next week when we have another moment in black history. Y'all know how we really start the show. It's what's on the timeline. What's on the timeline? It's when we talk about that issue that everybody on your timeline is talking about. And this week, the issue was Mr. Tyre Nichols. Mr. Tyre Nichols was murdered by the Memphis Police Department over a suspected reckless driving charge. Now, the video was released last Friday. I happened to stumble across. I had no intentions of watching it. I sat there and watched it. I'm mad that I did because it put me in like a bad space to see black people, black police officers doing it to a black person, knowing what the damn, you know what I'm saying, story is in America. Like, I would think if you a black cop, that's the reason why you became a cop.
Yeah, right? So that kind of stuff didn't happen on your watch.
Yes, like that was the thing that you was preventing. And here you are in the middle of it. And then the way they was going at it, it was fucking sickening. And, you know, it was 5 cops initially. Now they said, well, they had some EMTs, more cops.
Yeah, they done lost their jobs.
It's like a lot of people that lost their job behind this. The DOJ is on the case. They're getting swift service, swift justice almost, because they've already been prosecuted with murder so far. Second degree murder.
I don't know, because I tried not to look at it. I saw it come up on my thing. And I just didn't watch it.
But it could get upgraded to just straight murder. They are going to bury these motherfucking cops. These cops thought they were walking around with the, like they were white cops, and they saw like white cops get off by doing this. So they're like, oh, we can do it too. Nah, not exactly. They're going to show you that you still a fucking nigga, okay?
I ain't seen
the fraternal order police come out and defend y'all or nothing. I ain't seen nobody say nothing on y'all behalf to make y'all look not like the monsters that y'all are. One, you can't say nothing about it because it's right there clear as day. It ain't like nothing to be fucking, you know.
But you're right, though, because in many cases, if you've seen a white person do the same thing or a group of white police do the same thing, there's somebody standing there saying something pertaining to the fact that, oh, so-and-so-and-so had a clean record up until this point or something, something, something about these people. Ain't nobody saying nothing because they realize, like, I mean, not say even realize, they don't care because they are black as well. Like, you thought you was blue and therefore you didn't have to, you know what I'm saying, go and abide by the same rules. But, oh, no, this is the time for you to realize that you still a nigga and it don't matter what you do. You still a nigga. And my biggest problem with it is the fact that you did not think after what was accused of you to be stomping on somebody, you really thought that somebody was going to survive such a beating? Mm. So it's just like, it's sad because as a black person, I just feel like something in me would not allow me to do that to any person, but definitely not a black person. Exactly. Like, come on. Like, you pull somebody over, and now somebody's reckless driving turned into them dying?
Yes, their death. And then, like, they was on 10 when they pulled him from the car. They was like, get out the car, motherfucker! And they talking about something, they'll break his arm, they'll shoot him in the face. They, you should have heard the things they were saying. And it was just like, what's going on? Now, it was a fake rumor going around that Mr. Nichols was involved with one of the officer's baby moms or something, that story. But the dad came out and said that wasn't true, from what I read. He said, so, you know, stop that, you know, like, that wasn't true. So hopefully it's not true because, I mean, it seemed like y'all knew some aggression.
You knew the man from,
like,
somewhere.
Just I could see if he was reckless driving and ran into 3 cars and almost killed somebody and y'all pulled him out like that, then yes, I understand. But from what it appeared to be, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? He was telling them that from the beginning, like, y'all don't have to do all this. You know what I'm saying? The dude was 150 pounds. And
he looked slim.
Several police officers on him, chasing him, tasing him, all this crazy shit. And it's like, and it was kind of weird last week. It was weird last week the way they was like, oh, we're releasing the tape at 7.
Yeah.
Like it was a trailer.
After the businesses are closing, because we want, and now that was the part that made me know that I didn't want to watch it. Well, because I saw everything leading up to the release of the video. So it was like you said, like it was a movie, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the part I don't like about the media.
It was like shoot commercials
for
that
shit.
Yeah,
like, come on, man. Like, that's not okay. Somebody's child is dead.
Yes.
You can't think that that's how you going to set the stage for y'all to watch this thing and watch somebody get killed on television. We going to get you, pop your popcorn because it's coming out at 5, 6, 7. It was just like, they kept
yes.
saying it was going to come out after the businesses
almost
had
like
closed,
they were baiting them to come outside
and
to
we
do
are
something.
Preparing for whatever.
Yeah, for unrest. They were preparing for unrest. And I was just like, it seems like they were baiting them, and I'm glad nobody took, I guess they did some peaceful protesting. I didn't see any burning of the shit, but
no looting.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying, cuz you know Memphis going Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they lucky they didn't Memphis that day because it could have and it could have went bad. And But this whole situation, you know, Crump is on the job.
I don't see how does he get to everything. Like, come on, bro.
People
like,
call him. They know he's going to have the press there. He going to get the ball rolling. Like, if you experience some shit and somebody died from the arms of the police and a white man or something like that, call Ben Crump. He's on the job. You seen that little documentary we was watching? How he was up and down the road. This nigga was just pew pew going from city to city. Pew 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 pew.
He everywhere. He got to have a twin or something, cause ain't no way in the world this man is. He in every city. There's a Ben Crump in every city in America. It's just no way that he can do all this stuff.
He be rolling. That man be going like yo. Hey, I was like wow. Like he work hard for the money. Apparently. I'm talking about. So, yeah, man. So, shit. I hope, like I said, this going to probably be the highest payout ever for somebody getting killed. Like, by the hands of this. Memphis going to have to pay out some fucking money. Like,
And the thing about it is, I don't understand how they don't get tired of paying money.
This going to be the one. They're like, they gave George Floyd, what, about 40, 50 million? Oh, these niggas coming off. Well, yeah, I think he might have got 60 million.
You know, I don't
this,
know.
This man family about to get about 100 done. They getting $100 million from this one. This one gonna cost. It's too much. It's too many eyes on this.
This city gonna be fucked up for a long time.
Yes, where they gonna get it's the money gonna be from? A lot of potholes in Memphis. Hey, y'all niggas. Hey, the swimming pools they gonna have. They gonna be halfway full. Everybody gonna be able to swim this year. Goddamn.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? The pool's gonna be.
And don't dive in there.
Yeah, yeah. Please, no diving. Like matter of fact, they just gonna shut the pools off. Ain't gonna be no pools. So the crime rate gonna go up in Memphis when they make this check, when this payment to this man family, cause. It's about to be bad, man. But prayers go out to the family, man. It sucks to see your loved one on TV getting done like this. Yeah. And
I mean, and then for the people to just parade it around like it's something to see.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's not a real person. Like, this is not a movie where the person lives after y'all finish the show. This is real life.
Yep. And, you know. Fuck them police that did that shit. All the police
that
covered up
that
shit. Any of the police that was on the scene that night, fuck you. You're wrong for that shit. You ain't step in. You ain't do nothing. So fuck you. Everybody on scene need to be charged, nigga. Every motherfucking body. It was more than just them five that you seen. Them six, seven, whatever they talk about. It was way more than that. So fuck all y'all niggas. Y'all niggas dirty. And if you a cop that support that shit, fuck you too, nigga. Straight up. Because, I mean, that job right there, like you can't take advantage of that job. Like, nah. No. That's like a doctor stealing event, writing scripts for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you can't be a doctor, you on perks.
No.
Like, nah, nigga, Y'all are sending a doctor up the damn road for some malpractice, but he got damn police. Y'all got damn excuses.
It's a stressful
and shit.
Job and
yes.
this and that.
Fuck
they
all
got
that,
to feel
man.
They was feeling like they were in fear of their lives. Them people is the sorriest people. If every time you see somebody, you scary. Mm. That means you don't need to work there.
Take your ass
get
on
you
Fear
another
Factor,
job.
Motherfucker. Because like I said, you could be a cop within about 8 weeks.
I don't know what, I mean, it might be
The training.
They got to do more than that. It might be less than a year, but it ain't that short.
The academy ain't that long, bruh. Hey, I'm telling you. I'll find
well,
out.
Well, why is there so many people who can't pass the test then? If it ain't that challenging.
That's another thing. It could be the physical part of it they can't pass. They can pass the test, but the physical part get them. And then the motherfuckers that passing the physical might can't pass the written shit. So it's just, then you're barely passing. Like a nigga shouldn't barely pass and be able to be a cop. It should be like, yo, the standard is this high. You know what I'm saying? But you understand, you get stressed, you need people, you need bodies. That standard drops. That's how the motherfuckers get it through the goddamn cracks. Mm-hmm. And then you got a piece of shit in there, and then next thing you know, you got a lot of pieces of shit because
you can't teach. You can't teach morals.
You can't
teach
morals.
Like, if a nigga come to you and they lie to you and tell you, oh, yeah, I see every human being the same, and I think of people as my brethren, and blah, blah, blah. That's what you say at every job.
Yeah.
And then you come in there reason saying, so you can't trust what somebody say. You only can see it when you see it. You don't know what you got till you get it.
Yeah, facts. So, we're going to move on from that. We don't want to get bored down, man. Y'all come here for a good time. Not no education, no feel bad show.
But it's something that's happening in the world. So.
Yeah, it is something that's happening in the world. I don't want to make light of the situation. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, keep going on about it because, like I said, it's only going to make me angry. You know, I was really pissed off last Friday, and I just don't want to return to that space right now because it was wild.
I mean, it's happening again.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen again. That's the sad part. That's the sad part.
You know, it's
sickening. This is going to happen again. So we're not finished. They're not going to stop. No matter what these niggas get charged with, it's going to still be another one. But if this is gonna be, if they throw the book at these niggas, that should be the motherfucking line. Like, but nigga, if you're killing, if you kill anybody on the line of duty, I don't give a fuck if you fear for your life or whatever, you're going to, this is what you're gonna get. Cause they said these niggas facing 15 to 60 years. Oh, they gonna get at least 25.
Yeah.
These niggas
they gonna get it. But my thing about it is, I also am on the other side. Now, I don't think they deserve nothing, but this would be the perfect opportunity for them to say they're gonna throw the book at somebody. Yeah, because they black. You ain't gonna care as much as when if they was white. Mm-hmm. Y'all have been trying to justify everything they did.
They ain't even put these niggas on desk duty. They fired them and charged them these niggas quick. Like, we ain't never seen no niggas get charged this motherfucking quick. So,
I mean, they can rest assured. They gonna get the issue.
I gotta ask you, Queen Jerm, was this coach wrong? The coach at Albany State University, he offered a public apology for recruiting a player, a white guy, that was, let go from Florida because they was, recruiting him. But he was on TikTok, Instagram, one of them little social media sites. And he was rapping along with the rap song, and he mouthed the word nigga. And so Florida let him go. Albany State, new head coach, he sends a guy. He was going to offer him, this is a four-star quarterback now. Now, this quarterback can make a difference at your school. You know what I'm saying? A big difference. So everybody came down to him because Albany State, of course, Albany State is a HBCU. And how could you bring in this white boy that said nigga on a song to this university? It is a slap in the face to the people that fought for this school, that built this school, and this is just a disgrace. How do you feel about this, Queen Jerm?
Well, I feel like, honestly, sports ain't everything. You can't say that, oh, we gonna sell ourselves out because a nigga can play some sports and they can help the school with whatever, winning some games. If you saw him do whatever in the video. You don't know if that's his true character, but based upon that, if that's the reason why the school he was at let him go, I don't see a reason for you needing to pick him up. I mean, Albany State is listed as a HBCU, but I think they merged with some technical college in their area, which is bringing a lot more diversity, I guess we could say, to the campus, which is not, you know what I'm saying, is not the traditional dynamics or demographics of a HBCU, but they are still classified as a HBCU. I just think that, you know, you have to think about what things can be perceived from your actions. And so you bring in somebody just because you think they're going to be a good addition to the
So this man don't deserve a second chance?
Not over here. Like,
why not?
It would be no purpose. Like, it's going to cause more controversy than it's going to cause somebody being able to pay attention on the football field.
I mean, why not? If you say send him to a black ass school so he can see blackness.
So that's punishment.
It's not punishment just to let him see, like, nigga, like, you know, he might learn from this experience and it might be something, a cultural awakening. Like, God dang, I understand why everybody was mad. I didn't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? Now I get it being around and people explaining stuff to me.
I mean, you can I
think it could have been a teachable moment. And we could have won some goddamn football games.
It ain't necessarily that could be the case. You could if you got only one person that is supposed to do everything, that ain't the team. How many niggas on the side of the ball?
But if I'm a quarterback, I got the ball in my hands every time.
Exactly, but who gonna run it?
But I'm saying if I'm good, I make them even bad niggas better.
If you think so, all I'm just saying is it ain't just a one man show. And then the other thing would be why they got to be the people to get him. You can go to all these other schools that's out here. You can go to somewhere else that don't have to be a HBCU. But if your PWI let you go and it had to do with the video.
Yes, 100%.
Then why does anybody have to take him?
I mean,
if somebody else wants to take him, it shouldn't have been an HBCU.
I mean, but I don't understand why he doesn't deserve a second chance.
I didn't say he didn't deserve a second chance. I said
he did just not here.
Exactly, it's thousands of schools in this world, in this country.
But do you think the coach he had to apologize?
I don't think he had to apologize to nobody. But I'm just saying it's in bad taste. And if the pressure and the powers that be over him told him that this is what they needed for him to keep his job, you're gonna do what you got to do to keep 100%. Your job. So you should have thought about that. And he should learn from what he just did and what he just experienced to know that if it's a controversial player that's out there, why get yourself involved in something like that unless you're really willing to stand out there with him? If you don't know what's happening or, you know, you don't feel like that's something that you really want to end your career on, mm-hmm. let them people be where they at. Because I promise you, he could go somewhere else. If he was willing to come to Albany State and he was seriously considering them people offer, he done got to the point where he'll go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Albany State ain't got nothing to offer nobody. But, I mean, that city ain't got nothing. So, damn, Queen Germs, but the highway.
So let me ask you a question. Would you like to walk back your thoughts about Bethune last week when you called them a second? What'd you call them?
Bottom tier.
Bottom tier. You want to walk those back?
Why would I walk it back?
Okay.
It's facts.
Okay. All right. I was just making sure.
I'm just saying, what you going to compare to? The people just recently got their accreditation back.
What you shit on Albany for?
I said the city.
Why you shit on Albany? That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't shit on nothing.
You just say the city is nothing.
It has nothing there.
Yeah, that's
it has a Walmart and a university. Statesboro, Georgia ain't got nothing in it. I went to school there, undergrad, so it ain't no...
Georgia Southern's a big-time school, though.
Now, when I was there, it was not that good. It was a dry county when I was there. They got liquor now. So, a lot has changed in the last 25 years. Yeah. But all I'm saying is this. The People City is not that entertaining.
Damn.
So, it is not much of nothing that they want to deal
with.
The kids riding all the time out of town to have some fun.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if somebody was willing to come to Albany State after leaving Florida, the University of Florida.
Well, he had committed, and he wasn't actually in Florida yet. So he was still in high school, but they...
So that's his parents' fault then, because they should have kept him off the internet.
I mean, these
with
kids,
that type of carrying on.
I mean, but think about it. You had a rap show, and it's white people at the show, and when they get to the nigga part, they rap.
Why are you recording it, though? That's the point I'm saying.
I mean,
there's no evidence. It's probably everybody in America that said nigga.
These kids today don't look at nigga the way we look at nigga.
They should, though.
They don't.
They should, though.
And it's just not, that serious. And
but you know, they will pay the price.
Ooh.
They will pay the price for saying nigga just like anybody else.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about it. It's like it's a different time and era, but it's just the rules ain't changed. Like, it's still.
And they shouldn't. Because this is the thing. Because if we are canceling people about not being open minded to sexualities and all these other things that people got going on now, why are black people the last people to get some justice? Mm. So if a cracker can't say nigga, if that's the only word that a white person can't say, I'm for it for the rest of the days that the sun go up and come down. Because somebody got to pay for the shit they done did. Like, if we got to take a word out of your vocabulary, that's the least we can do. Take that shit. They ain't got no business saying that. They do not have no business saying it. They don't even have no business saying words that begin with N-I-G. They shouldn't. Nah, they shouldn't be able to say nothing. I don't know what would fall in that category, but it shouldn't even sound like nigga. Nothing should come out their mouth to sound like that.
Oh boy, that's funny.
So leave Lil Johnny wherever he at.
Damn.
If he got to get a contract with somebody else to play ball, let it be a PWI. He can get somewhere else. I promise you, he can.
Damn,
it's a whole bunch of schools in Georgia. Whole bunch of them. If that's where he's from. I don't know.
I don't know where he's from either. But, you know, I think he's either from Florida, Georgia, one or two. But, yeah. So, shout out to Coach at Albany State. Shout out to the little kid, man. I hope you get a second chance, man.
Yeah,
you know,
and
Coach, you deserve
keep your damn mouth closed.
Like I said, I think it would be positive for you to go to HBCU so you can learn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The reason why. You know what I'm saying? So, some HBCU coach, step up, get this man a shot. He might, like I said, at the end of the day, he might help you win some games. Like, a 4-star quarterback at your school, ain't nobody else got a 4-star quarterback. So I understand why the coach did that.
Yeah.
Like, I got a 4-star quarterback. Like,
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But you got to know what's
y'all,
best
y'all,
for him.
Look, I would have been, I ain't going to front. I would have told the school, like, listen, this is good for us and him. Everybody get a second chance.
No, they don't.
Yes.
So you in the dream world.
I'm not
everybody
in the dream world.
Don't get a second chance.
I mean, but in sports, they always want people to get
a
second chance.
Once.
Every time. If you show contriteness and all that, they give you a say, I don't care if you kill somebody, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga just said nigga.
Yeah, but he should have never said it. And
he was rapping. He wasn't saying it. He was just rapping along to the song.
But see, this is the problem. Y'all sit right there.
And I ain't copping pleas for him. I'm just saying.
Allow these people to disrespect y'all. And then you wonder why the police is killing niggas out here in the street.
I mean,
that's the problem right there.
Mm.
That's what it is. It's in the, you accept one thing, they do something else. And it gonna keep on going till somebody's child dead. Mm. And that's not okay. Because it starts with that, just as, no, we off limits too. Mm. If the person ain't did nothing the way you actually are fearing for your life, you have no reason to look at a black person and say nigga at any given time. That's not synonymous with black person. Because I say nigga about everybody. Mm. If you fall in that category for me.
Yeah.
But when you talking about how you got a white person.
What if I'm a white boy that say nigga all the time? I call everybody nigga. I call another white boy though. Nigga.
You shouldn't. Because that ain't y'all word.
But it's mainstream now. Okay. That's how they look at it. Nigga,
they can look at
stream.
It how they want, but we will get shut down for a whole lot of words that deal with sexuality.
Hell
or
yeah.
If I go at my job,
if you go on Facebook right now and say certain phrases,
thank you.
They will ban your page. But you can say nigga
all day
long.
So y'all should feel some type of way about that. If you want to go out here and y'all want to call yourself activists and you're doing this and doing that, and I would give up saying nigga if you could
I ain't
stop
giving
the
up
rest,
saying nigga. Fuck
stop
that
the rest
shit.
Of the people from saying
fuck that. No,
so,
nigga.
Therefore.
No.
All I'm saying is, you got to realize.
Why I
got
to give up saying nigga just because you.
It don't matter. All I'm saying is, if we're saying that we're holding people to such a standard.
Yes.
As it pertains to all of these other people in the world. Black people deserve justice as well. And it starts with not letting white people say nigga.
Damn.
That's where
I would have said start reparations, but I guess nigga is where we gonna start at.
I mean, shit, y'all ain't gonna get paid for that shit, so y'all can stop wishing for reparations. Y'all can stop wishing for it. I got mine already. I got mine. Shit. Y'all better get y'all check. I got mine.
Mm. Gotta ask you a question, Queen Germ.
What's up?
These DoorDash drivers are going viral now for refusing to deliver non-tipping customers. They saying, no tip, no trip.
And I'm for it.
So
I'm for it. I done did my time on the DoorDash.
So look, a DoorDash driver left viewers divided on TikTok after showing piles of no-tip orders sitting on restaurant shelving. The trend of no-tip, no-trip among delivery drivers on TikTok continues to grow, as they often remind viewers that to have their orders actually delivered, they must tip them. Content creator and DoorDash Dasher Franco shared a 12-second clip on the app showing several bags of orders from a Mendocino Farms location. The Dasher allegedly didn't want to pick them up because he wasn't tipped on the orders. Look at all these orders. Look at this, Franco said in the video, which has amassed over 108,000 views. No tip, no trip. Mandatory. And so, let me keep going. So that has people divided because, you know, I'm not required to tip you.
You're not, but you do realize that I don't get paid but what the people pay me. So if it's like $3 for the damn delivery, but gas high.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
You don't.
Again, that's the police argument. You chose to be a cop.
Okay.
You can't complain about being scared. But
that's why your shit's still on them people's shelf. So if you ain't got your food, you spending your money. Obviously, you finna eat a bologna sandwich or a hot dog tonight because the damn food ain't never coming. So if that's what it is, it's still, you ain't getting no closer to no meal, and I ain't worried about it, because I got food where I'm at.
Mm. So this is what one person said. People don't realize if you don't tip, the driver is paying to deliver your order. Tip is so important. And then this one woman said, her daughter works with DoorDash, and she gets paid like $2 per hour, so her salary is based off of tips. Also, rate your driver if you can. Then, you know, me, the people that disagree with this bullshit, because it is bullshit now. Like, hey, you don't know my situation. I got enough money to cover this food.
You shouldn't be getting shit delivered.
That's not bull. That's no.
That's what that means. Again. You should not be getting a motherfucking thing delivered when you ain't even got $3 to slide over there in the tip column.
But what if I ain't got, what if I was going to give you cash tip?
That's different.
Okay then, but you don't know that because you leaving my shit on the motherfucking counter.
Hey, you might want to send me a message, Mel.
I'm not.
You can. It's messages in there. You can send a message. Cash tip on delivery.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't do that shit. Cause these niggas getting too pushy, and
get your own shit.
Man, fuck that. Like, well, get you a real job. That's what I would tell your motherfucking ass. This ain't no motherfucking sustainable job.
It is.
Nigga, get you a real job where you know if you go for X amount of hours times your rate, this is what you're gonna get. This shit is too up and down. You don't know what the fuck you're getting. Now, if you're just doing this to earn some extra cash, hey, this is what you're doing. But you can't sit here, oh, this is my main job. Oh well, motherfucker. On main jobs, you get fucked over. And you about to get fucked over because I ain't tipping your ass. So if you don't bring my food, that's fine.
Oh, they not going to bring it. Because when you are busted,
so
broke boy.
What happens when I don't get charged for this food, do I?
No. I mean, you got to put in a claim saying that the food never was delivered or whatever so that you can get your money back. But that money done going off your car. Then what you going to do? You ain't going to eat for 3 to 5 business days because that's how long it took for you to get your money back?
I'm just going to start going in places just grabbing food and walking out. Like since these DoorDashers don't want to pick the fucking food up, I'm going to pick the shit up.
So you going to go to the people's house and drop it off?
No, nigga, I'm going to go to my house and drop it off. Shit, what? I'm just going to walk in there, grab some shit like I'm a DoorDasher, grab a shit, and I'm out. Fuck that. That's how y'all niggas need to eat these days.
That's what you think?
Since niggas ain't picking up orders, y'all go in these places and pick up these motherfucking orders.
You have a surprise meal.
Whatever you get, you get. You ain't paid for that motherfucker. You might end up liking the shit.
Yeah, try a new thing.
Try it. You never know. Like, ooh, I never thought guacamole would be good. I don't know if that's how you say it, but yeah, I don't eat that shit. Yeah. So, shout out to the DoorDash. Speaking of DoorDash, I hear EBT is now being taken on DoorDash. They know they ain't going to get no tips now.
For hot food?
I guess, yeah. They said everybody was acting cutting up the other day because they saying DoorDash take EBT. Now, I
wouldn't deliver a damn thing to nobody who get no EBT. Nigga,
EBT niggas do not deserve DoorDash. Like, I'm going to be real with you. No. That's not how...
you can't afford...
That's not how that shit works. You're supposed to go buy groceries. You're supposed to cook all the goddamn time. That is the spoils of getting food stamps. You got to cook. You can't be going out to eat. Y'all don't eat with us paying people.
With the, they gave them a window of time. They was buying hot food from the grocery store.
Shit, that shit was still going on like last year. Because I know when I had my little car, nigga, I was going getting a little hot food. They was like, we take a hot food. Oh, to the end of this month. Oh, they extended it. Oh, okay, cool. Swipe. They must have knew it was pandemic EBT out there. So they was
trying to get them all back.
Yeah, they was just trying to help everybody out. Everybody getting paid.
Yeah.
System, keep the system rolling. That's what, you know, can't let nobody fail. But yeah,
that's
man.
That's what they
say. So shout out to all y'all DoorDashers.
I'm with it. No tip, no trip.
Stop complaining, nigga. Stop complaining. You better hope I tip you.
No.
What? Because what's the tip? $1.50 If I give you $1.50,
$2? You got to give me more than that.
Man, fuck that. My food went up at $12. I'm not giving you.
So give me $3.
Now my food $15.
And that's all right.
See, that's
you got an expensive.
I ain't got nothing but a top. Yeah, y'all know the food more expensive on it. It ain't the regular price, so I'm already getting taxed. Like this combo is $7.99 in the store online. This shit $10.99. You like what the fuck? Cause one day I was trying to order some Chick-fil-A. I said, hold on, this shit expensive as hell. I said, I ain't never got down $17 a damn Chick-fil-A, and I'm looking at these
that's
prices.
That's why you need to go pick up your own food.
That's why I just said, fuck it, I don't do it. I'm not unless they give me a coupon where it's like half off or. That's the only time I order that shit. I do not order just on a humbug because I'm not paying those fucking exorbitant prices. I'm not doing it, nigga. Like, just to eat, I can starve and just wait
time. You can't starve, you'd be home.
Oh, well.
I'm saying you'll be eat at home. You shouldn't be starving.
Exactly.
At home.
That's what I'm saying. Or even if I was somewhere where I just get some DoorDash, I'm stuck. You know, people just, you know,
yeah. That's
why you DoorDash because you can't get nowhere.
You would like to think.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying the people don't like to eat what's at the house. They'll order some shit. They were like, oh, I don't feel like eating the sandwich. I don't feel like eating leftovers. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I'm going to get me some other
tonight.
Shit.
Yeah, me not tonight. They made a decision, man. I heard this is, I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but it's on the internet, so it has to be true. TD Jakes is funding the Shade Room. Do you believe that?
I don't believe that at all.
Let's see. Let's look it up online. TD Jakes. Bro. I'm just saying we're going to look it up.
It's coming right there.
The Shade Room. Look at that. Is this true?
No.
Finding out that TD Jakes runs the Shade Room. Look at all these. Ooh.
It's just people lying. They ain't got nothing to say.
So, if he's behind the Shade Room, and you know, Shade Room is like the worst website for black people. It just shows all kinds of bullshit, just stupid shit, just dumbass shit. And if TD Jakes is behind that, shame on you. I told you them gap tooth niggas, you got to watch the gap tooth niggas,
don't
bro.
Say that.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone. I will say nothing else.
I'm just saying.
Because if I say something, it'll be the wrong thing. So
yeah, just whatever you're going to say, don't say it. I don't know what you're going to say, but just don't say it. But you got to watch them gap tooth niggas. They'll get your ass. And TD Jakes, he got the big gap. He got that. Especially ones do that. Woo! Woo! Watch
him. Calm down.
Untrustworthy. Just saying. TD Jakes running a damn Shade Room.
Why would he even have an interest in them people? He ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's the point.
The people just run out of things to talk about. Now y'all want to run with that. That's just, that ain't true.
They need
to show some evidence. Ain't no evidence.
There's some evidence out there, so you don't feel no way about it.
Mm-mm. I mean, I would feel like I would be completely shocked
if you found out your preacher was behind some ratchet ass Facebook.
I mean, it ain't even necessarily that I would feel shocked about.
Like, I mean, just say if it was your pastor. Yeah.
I'm like, child, please. I mean, I don't put nothing past nobody, but I'm just saying, like, he got other, TDJ's got other ways of making money. Why would he need to be bothered with the shade room? Is all I'm saying.
That's a big time way to make money. It's one of the top fucking pages and advertising and all that shit. Like, that's money on that page. Mm. It got millions of fucking followers and is viewed so much. Like, it's a moneymaker. And so, why not? You know what I'm saying? Take advantage of the ills of society and, you know what I'm saying, and be in control of fucking this page. It's fucking, it's heinous, but, you know, it's right in line with a nigga that sell you something that they can't deliver on, but, you know, hey, that's another story for another day.
Don't do that with the church.
I ain't saying nothing to church, I'm just talking about certain niggas, man. Yeah. Church is good. Church is good. It's a good place. It's just when people make church bad, it's a bad place.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's any place then.
Exactly. So, the strip club could be good. But once you spend all your money in strip club, it's a bad place.
Is it?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Mm. So, think about it. Yeah. Crack house is good. But when it get ran up in, it's bad. You see what I'm saying? Get shot up, it's bad. But when that bitch jumping, you making money, it's good. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you're right. That could be anything. Queen Germ, I got to ask you. Let's say I asked you to marry me. And you said yes. But we don't ever get married. You call the engagement off. Do I get my ring back?
No.
What? Hold on, Queen. So if I pay $800,000 for this ring like Ben Simmons did, and the engagement got called off.
You were stupid then.
Do I get my ring back, though?
But most people, that he in the 1%. Most people ain't, they wedding ring might be worth a couple of G's, like 5 at the most. It's no way you telling me that I got to give you back a ring that you agreed to give me. I didn't ask for this.
Upon you taking wedding me. Now, me and you did not wed. That means the agreement is off.
Maybe if I did something that made us
you stop, called it off.
Because I'm tired of waiting. Okay. If I'm tired of waiting, then that ain't got nothing to do with I done did something out the way that you don't no longer want to marry me. I don't want to marry you no more because it looked like you don't want to marry me. You go ahead. This is your parting gift. Like, y'all got to stop with this. If you gave it to the girl, give her this thing and let her go on by her life.
No, I gave it to you. No. Because you're going to be my wife.
No. Well, obviously, she's not. And nobody owes you anything. That is a gift.
That's not a gift.
Listen, that means that everything you ever bought for me,
no,
I owe it back to you. Now I got to throw up the food that you
didn't. You got
to
do that. No. But certain things, like if we break up,
clothes, shoes,
jewelry, all that. Oh,
no,
yeah, I need
no,
that. I need
no,
that. Purse,
no.
All that.
That's like right now. If we were to break up today, you going to tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to have about 9 motherfucking Brahmin bags.
Yeah, and you would not.
Yes, I would.
I would burn them bitches before you ever get a hand on them. I promise you that. They will set fire
I would
right
have,
there in that in
nine,
the living room.
I had 9 Brahmin bags.
Okay. Like I said, it makes me never mind. Because I'm telling you, you would never get nothing back that you gave me.
Why not?
Never. I done gave you 20 some odd years of my life.
You can ask for your stuff back.
I don't want it. Because I'm not an Indian giver. I'm not that kind
of
person.
But I want the ring back because
you're
I paid $800,000 for this ring.
I don't give a damn. That ring will never be found again. I promise you.
See,
that
we,
is
we
a
going
keepsake.
To court then.
That is a keepsake item.
Keepsake it's my nothing, ass. That was a...
It is not contingent upon anything.
Yes, it is.
That's what y'all have come up with. It is something that is a traditional thing. You give a piece of jewelry. Y'all say it's an engagement ring. You say that I'm supposed to be getting married. If I don't,
so I
could have
just tied a string
it,
around your finger and said an engagement.
You could have,
see,
but you didn't.
Niggas,
you didn't choose to.
Niggas, that's what we need to start doing. Is these ladies want to keep the motherfucking rings, tie a string around
expect?
Her finger.
You were stupid. Any
give
man
her a ring pop.
Who has chosen to spend that kind of money?
I
on
thought you was gonna be
ring,
my wife.
I don't give a fuck. You need to buy a house with $800,000.
I already got a house.
That's the point. You might have a multi-million-dollar house, so you thought it was makes sense to buy something that was $800,000 to put on somebody's hand. She could get robbed. You could be setting me up to get my damn head bust open. What would be the purpose? Oh, because it was a status symbol for you. Because you could brag to people in the around and say, I spent almost $1 million on this hag's ring. Mm-hmm. But yet and still, you ain't got no wife. Please, that doesn't make any sense. It's self-service. So therefore, I'm going to serve myself to this $800,000 ring.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to go about my business if I got to sell it to somebody and get my house. and whatever else I need. That's what's going to happen to that.
I'm going to get my ring
It
back.
Was a gift.
It was not a gift.
It was a gift. It is not a contract. It is a gift.
A contract.
Until we go down there and sign them damn papers and say we married, it ain't shit about that. That is a contract. It is an engagement ring. It could have been a friendship ring for all the fuck I know. All I know is you gave it to me. I agreed on the day that I got the ring that we was going to do whatever we was going to do. And then when it didn't happen.
Hold on. It said, most people consider an engagement ring to be a gift, and once given, the recipient can do with it what he or she wishes. A minority of states agree and consider the ring an unconditional gift. If either breaks off the engagement, the woman gets to keep the ring.
Hold up.
We got to read this.
You got to get with the program, because that's what it is.
Most states, however, view an engagement ring as a semi-contract or a conditional gift. In this view, the ring is given with the understanding that the couple will get married in the future and symbolizes a verbal contract. Ownership of the ring is not fully transferred until the wedding ceremony is completed. So, I wonder, in what states do you have to give the ring back? That's the next question.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to find this out, man. We here learning.
But about what, though?
About which states you have to give the ring back. So USA Today, this is a reputable site. No fake news. All right, but okay, let's say.
See what's right here.
Okay, I'm just going to say in most states, but they say, all right. So, but some states also take fault into consideration and look at who broke the engagement. In those states, the person who breaks off the engagement loses the ring. So Alabama, Alaska, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire are these states. Montana is looked at as an unconditional gift. And let me see.
I mean, that's what it should be, because my thing is, that's another reason why would you put that much of anything on somebody's hand? I could lose that at the gym. Then what you gonna say? I owe you a ring?
They say Americans spend an average of $6,351 on engagement.
Like I said, about $5,000.
Jesus. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, y'all claim it's some rule about how you're supposed to calculate that. It has to be something with your so many months of salary and da-da-da-da. People get all into it, but I just feel like it don't really matter. It was a gift. Give it like it's a gift. That's what the people say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't no need to buy some shit that you want back. I wouldn't want nothing back from nobody. If I gave it to you, I gave it to you. I'm not taking nothing back.
See? So, in general, a ring is considered a gift. The law requires three elements of gift giving, according to the legal information provided by Fine Law. The intent is to give it as a gift, the actual giving of the gift, and the receiver's acceptance of the gift. But an engagement ring generally also comes with the condition of a promise to get married. You notice the trend, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it can be what you expect, but that's a whole lot of stuff. Like, you expect when you go and crank your car that shit gonna crank up. But you still making a car note on it, that still don't mean that your car gonna be still good the whole time you paying on it.
So they say the majority of states take this approach, and the ring is returned to the gifter if there is no wedding. So,
like I said, they can say majority, minority, whoever. Give Queen Germ a ring. You're never getting it back.
I'm getting my shit back, just so you know. So, wow. Learn something down the forecast today, man. Don't give Queen Germ a ring. And if you do give a wench a ring and she don't take your hand in marriage, you get that ring back. Make sure you live in one of those states that's not considered a gift.
Give the people the ring and know that it's okay if they keep it. There's no need to get that back. Because what the fuck you going to do with it when you get it back? I'm going to have to pawn it.
I'm going to melt this motherfucker down. I'm going to break this bitch down like a goddamn...
You're not a jeweler. So therefore, you got to go and take it and get less than what you paid for it. Why not just let the woman have it?
No. Yeah. So I can get something back. I get half of what I paid for it back, I'm happy.
And that's how you know you're bitter.
Because, I ain't bitter.
Yes, because nobody should even want that. It's nothing about it. It's different if you said, this was my grandmother's ring that I gave you, and this is a family heirloom. You're not going to be with me, I want it in my family. So the woman that I am going to marry, back? That would make sense to give back. Because it's a different thing.
Oh, so that's why I just tell you. Oh, this is my grandma's ring.
You know what I'm saying? You're an asshole. Let's go on to the next topic.
That's why I just tell you. Oh, this is my grandma ring. What?
But yeah, I know you ain't got no grandma ring now. So, ain't no need. The ring I got, I went to the store with you. So, I know this ain't nothing came from nowhere but the store.
I wouldn't ask for that back. I'll let you keep that because I love
you. Yeah, whatever.
You know, we was actually married. Married.
I mean, that's the case too. And shit, engagement, married, y'all want everything back. Now if divorce, you want everything back,
now
then
divorce,
fuck
you keep the ring. You keep the ring, divorce. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
now somebody can get a little piece
of ring. But engagement, oh no, I need that back.
If, what if we engaged for 10 years?
I need my ring back.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that shit. Like I said, if I got to go and drop it in the ocean somewhere, you won't get it back.
You know what else I get?
I won't get no bill.
A judgment. I won't get a judgment because you go into court because I'll be like, yo, she ain't give me that ring back.
I don't care
if we was engaged for 27 years. I need that ring back. It's top 10 time, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Y'all know every week we do 10 things. Sometimes from 10 to 1, sometimes from 1 to 10. But it's always 10 things. Except this week it's only 9. And this week we're doing the top airlines in the country. Now, some of y'all's favorite airline will be on the list. Some of them probably, because it's only 9 airlines. So, you know, everybody's going to make it. Or the major airlines. So, this is the best and worst U.S. airlines. The overall performances of the largest U.S. airlines on the Wall Street Journal scorecard from 2020, from 2022. So, starting at number 9 in 2022 is JetBlue. Now, JetBlue fell from 7 to 9, okay, from over the 20 to 22 calendar. Number 8, we got Frontier. Now, Frontier fell from 6 to 8, you know, considering, you know, it's all Frontier. Mm. Number 7, we got Spirit Airlines. Now, listen, Spirit was number 4 in 2020, and it fell all the way down to number 7. Now, Spirit, that's the one you got to fight on, right?
That's what y'all say.
Yeah, Spirit and Frontier is knuck if you
but buck. That's not the lowest that they were now. Because in 2021, they were in 8th.
They were in 8th in 2021. I take that back. And that's probably like the lowest point they were at was 21 because like it was sad. Like it was like you really had to fight for your flight. You had to fight for your life. Like the planes. Like it was a sad time. During COVID, shit was crazy. Number 6, we got American Airlines. Now look, American Airlines was number 9. In 2020. And I think we flew American Airlines in 2020, didn't we?
We did.
Yes. And they were number 9 in 2020. And I felt all of that number 9 in 2020. and
you might have felt a little bit of number 10.
Yes. I might have felt number 10. So they are number 6 right now. Number 5 is Allegiant Airlines. And look, they have been constantly number 5.
They are consistent.
They're consistent average. Since 2020, this poll. So shout out to Allegiant Airlines. Number 4, we got United. Now, United was number 7 mm-hmm. in 2020, and they made it all the way up to number 4. They've been constantly number 4 the last 2 years. So shout out to United Airlines. Now, we had the big boys, the top 3. Y'all know what it is. Number 3, we got Southwest. Now, listen, Southwest, if you live in a city that's lucky enough to have Southwest, you know, you can fly Southwest. It's not that expensive. But listen, you can't be complaining about flying Southwest because, nigga, you're still flying. You know what I'm saying? Like, where else can you fly for $70 and $60 one way and shit like that? Southwest, like I said, they went from 1 to 3. Number 2, we got Alaska Airlines. Now, Alaska Airlines went from 3, and they've been consistently number 2 since the, you know what I'm saying, the poll started. So, I've never flown on Alaska Airlines. I don't think I have any reason to fly on Alaska Airlines. Do they just fly to Alaska?
I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever heard of them.
I think I might have seen one, but just, nah. No, I've known anybody. Oh, I flew Alaska Airlines. Who flies Alaska?
I don't know. Apparently somebody, because they number 2.
Yes. Apparently a whole lot of somebody. And number 1, y'all know what it is, man.
My people.
The crown of the Southern Empire, one of Atlanta's, a staple in Atlanta, employs a lot of people. It's Delta Airlines. Now, Delta was what, number 2?
Yeah, they were number 2 in 2020, and then for 2021
and 2022, they became number 1. Now, Delta is been around for a long time. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with Delta. Top-notch service, you know, guaranteed a trip to Atlanta if you're flying Delta just about, You know what I'm saying? Got a big ass hub in Atlanta. Hartsfield is basically a Delta airport, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Delta, number one. You know, when I do fly, it's going to be Delta from now on since I got the buddy pass. So shout out to Delta.
Yeah.
You'll never get me say nothing bad about you. And that's it. Mm. So that was our top 10-ish.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? This week. Hope y'all enjoyed. We'll be back next week with some thingamajiggies. Well, it's TV Talk time. TV Talk real light this week. Only thing we was watching was BMF and
Watch some more Southside.
We did watch a lot of Southside, but it's just I enjoy Southside. It is funny.
It's all right. Yeah. I don't know. I just keep suffering.
How are you suffering? It's funny.
It's okay. It'll have a spark here and a spark there, but it's a little difficult for me to get through it. It's like it motivates me to do laundry and wash dishes. So
damn.
I don't
know. Well, he need to watch more Southside around this motherfucker. Oh,
now you want to be funny, because clearly I'm the only one who seems to know how to operate the things of that nature. But nonetheless.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I purposely, we have these two kids here. Oh, I'm not washing dishes or taking trash out. I find myself taking out the trash.
I ain't going to take out the trash, but I don't mind washing dishes. So. Yeah. But Southside is not terrible. They got a little bit going on. But
Southside.
Sometimes,
it'd be a little ridiculous.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little bit much, and I just have to,
go
and come back.
Speaking of a bit much, let's go ahead and get into it. BMF.
Get into it now.
Why did they ruin a great story? Like, the story.
Why did they ruin?
The story of BMF was good enough. Why did they resurrect this nigga Lamar? That was the dumbest shit ever. They did not have to do this.
Apparently, somebody felt like they did, because they did it. Was wicked how they did it. Yeah. Then they got the man out here putting shit on folk.
This nigga walking around with a shit bag, then he's squirting shit on niggas after he beat the fuck out. Now, first of all, this nigga is still not healthy. You know what I'm saying? He woke up from a coma, choked the nigga out, escaped from the hospital. He out there doing drive-bys on niggas. He out there beating the fuck out of niggas, killing niggas.
Yeah, I was about to say, killing people,
pouring doodle on their mouth. I mean, come on, man. This nigga in car chases, why the fuck is this nigga like a super, like, come on, man. Like, the story of BMF was great enough.
Going back and forth in the interrogation room. Y'all, but Batman is still the hero. And this, and the third. And I'm like, these niggas really doing all of this? And the Joker, he is the so-and-so, and so they just sharpen each other's skills. And I'm like,
this shit is fucking stupid. Then the nigga just starts singing. I mean, I was just like, look, man, I'm sick of the Lamar character. Honestly, yeah. I'm sick of it. I think it's way past what it's supposed to be. Like I said, the Terry Meach story, everything they got going on, the preacher and the mama and the daddy and all that, that's great. This Lamar shit. They could have made another motherfucking, a protagonist in this story?
Mm-hmm.
Or antagonist, whatever. Who's the antagonist? They could have made another nigga a villain, you know what I'm saying, in this story. And it didn't have to be Lamar. Because no detective in the world would be able to make a call to keep a criminal alive just so you could, what? So you could tell, you think he's going to tell you who shot him? Like, no.
That's not the rules of the
game. Who's paying this bill, nigga? This is what the fuck we need to know. This nigga was dead. We spending all this money to keep this nigga alive. And he wakes up and escapes from the hospital. This nigga in body bags and shit. Like, this shit crazy, bro.
I'm out here trying to mess with his old side piece and it can't get his dangling to work and all kind of old.
Ashley Larry told him, man, 3 months, no sex. You can mess around, your shit not be working no more. Like, this nigga out here trying to get some pussy with a shit bag on.
Like, what the hell? Like, you really trying to get somebody close to you with all that?
Nigga,
you should have been like trying to hit it from the back, if anything, because you don't need to be up under nobody.
You smell like shit, nigga. Like, you think I'm suck your dick with a shit bag six to eight inches away from
on my head.
Bitch, you crazy. This nigga Lamar crazy.
He said, but he that nigga.
He thought he was. Now your dick ain't working. You ain't shit.
Yeah. That's
then,
ridiculous.
And then, young Terry, Lala. Lala got to give it up in every show she in. I don't understand. Like, they don't take you seriously as an actress, actor. They make you fuck, get naked in every show you in. They got you fucking little boys in every goddamn show. Little boys. Come on now, Lala. Wake up. Wake up.
But that's daddy being, acting dumb because he trying to get with the little lady at singing at the church.
Daddy said he needs some affection. He ran here looking at nudie magazines and got...
He could roll up on that lady. That lady would give him some. She tried to put on a nightgown and then all he did was come
and talk to night he you tried to get some. Bought
some mess with the credit card you done put in our daughter's name.
Yeah, because that night he tried to get some. She wasn't feeling it. It's just like they on the wrong turn. So,
he need to get it because you're married. You might as well get some from the one you're with.
Might as well, but it ain't working that way. So that's all we're going to talk about BMF, man. Everything else on the break, we're going to continue to watch Southside. Yeah, that's about it. Didn't watch that movie with Lauren London in it yet and Jonah Hill because, I'm going to let the buzz build down a little bit for me and Queen Germ sit and watch it.
What that's called?
It's called like a Take One, Take Two, something like that. Some movie that's on Netflix. It's, we check it out. You probably won't like it. It's an interracial movie, so
I'm already out.
Yeah, see, Queen Germ's out. She's the most racist person I know.
I'm not actually. I'm not, but I don't like to see that.
Well, that's all for TV talk this week. Now it's time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show, and that's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let you know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, I don't think neither one of us got a SAG card. But every week we come and do this for y'all. This week's situation goes a little something like this. Co-worker warmed up some fish in the community microwave. Now, we all been there. Everybody got to warm up their food and work at their job. But you got this one co-worker want to bring some fish in. And he done warmed them up in the microwave. And then he done stunk up the motherfucking goddamn break room area. Queen Germ, which one you want to be? The microwaver or the one that's offended?
I can be the one who's microwaving and stuff.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Action. God damn. The fuck, man?
Hey. What's wrong with you?
Man, who microwaving fish in the damn break room, man?
You talking about fish? Like, what's wrong with the fish?
You don't smell that?
I mean, I got a whole crab ball. What are you talking about?
Why is you doing that in the break room? You don't bring crab ball to work. This ain't Joe's Crab Shack. What the fuck is the break room?
Okay, but if you eating spaghetti, yeah. I'm eating damn crab ball.
But you smell this shit like way out here. Like, that shit is offensive.
What's the problem with it? Open the damn window.
Some people might have shellfish allergies and shit. You ain't here with crab.
And what they need to do, go sit outside.
But you can't do that up in here.
Why the fuck I am. I am.
You see, we don't bring peanut butter to work because of Peter over there. He got a peanut allergy, so none of us can eat peanut butter.
That's
and you
not
gonna come
problem.
Here with this shellfish shit?
Do you have an allergy?
I might.
I'm asking you, do you have one?
Yes, I do.
You ought to know if you got one.
I do. I have one. Now what?
Okay, well, shit, you ain't swallowed up yet.
But look, you can't be bringing him this. No, now listen,
nigga. You're not gonna interrupt my damn food.
I'm just saying,
I just got
you interrupted
out.
Everybody. Can't nobody. It smell like goddamn Old Bay in this motherfucker.
As it should.
It shouldn't. This
yes,
is
it
work.
Should. That's what I'm eating.
This shit ain't gonna come out for a couple of days in this motherfucker.
Okay, open the window.
Nah, why we gotta do all that?
You're not gonna ruin my life.
It's damn 28 degrees outside.
I spent $40 on this seafood bowl.
Well, you should have eat that shit at home. Don't bring that shit to work.
It's here.
Why you can't leave it at home?
Because I'm not. I'm eating it here. I be at work for 10 hours. You think I'm supposed to wait till I get home to eat some shit I want to eat? No,
that shit right there. Why you couldn't bring something else that ain't so fragrant?
Oh, okay.
Jesus
Christ. Because you have a problem with it. Because your wife fixed you that bland ass food at y'all house.
This shit, hey,
you mad
because
you eating jasmine rice with a little pad of butter on it and some little veggies on the side.
That
ain't my problem. That ain't my problem.
Look, at least it ain't
get
got
you some
the whole
real food on your plate.
I got
and
real
then you
food.
Don't have to worry about what I got going
you
on.
You got the whole motherfucking break room smelling the fuck up.
And
this
it's
shit
delicious.
Ridiculous.
And this thing is delicious.
I don't give a damn. Somebody gonna have to tell management about this.
Seem like you got a lot to say, so
I
go
do.
Tell them. You
I
go
will
tell them.
As soon as I get through eating my little rice and, what you say, veggies?
Yeah, your little steamed veggies.
Yes, I go tell the manager
tell
about
them.
This, because this is ridiculous. You might kill somebody in
ain't
here.
Ain't going to kill nobody.
And this ain't the first time you've done it either, Brenda.
And I'll bring whatever
Brenda, you this is not the first time you've done this.
Okay, so now you want to tell on people?
I'm not
you
saying I'm going to tell. I'm not
keep
telling.
Oh, so you old telling
I know.
Ass
you,
nigga.
Anytime it smell like fish in here, it's always you.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody
so now
ever
I smell
did.
Like fish.
When you bring, you always like eating seafood at work. You always microwaving in the goddamn seafood. Everybody has a problem with it, but nobody says nothing. Yes, but you, I'm coming to say something today. I'm speaking for the group.
Okay, well.
I'm speaking for the group.
There's a whole lot of people.
You notice ain't nobody
here.
In here today but me and you, right? Why? Because you ran everybody else out the damn break room.
It doesn't matter, but I'm eating good can't sit in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I bet you are. Me. And you running everybody else out the neighborhood.
That's fine.
That's just what y'all
if
seem
y'all
to
some
do.
Some scary grown people, that's on
y'all. Ain't nobody scary. Nobody want to smell that.
Eat your food. Okay?
Cut.
Go on about your business.
I said cut.
And I said go on about your business.
When cut hit, you don't say nothing after cut.
It's bad black cinema, y'all.
Yes. Bad black cinema, y'all. So if you like to see a situation, send us one in. We'll act it out, man. God knows we will. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Right here, we read rap lyrics. We read my office voice, a professional voice, our congested voice, our sultry voice. But as long as you read the lyrics, just read the damn lyrics. Are you ready, Queen Jen?
Kinda.
So why are you, is it kinda ready? It's not like...
I'm ready. Come on.
Go ahead.
Dumps in the trunk. Thighs like what? Ain't that hoe got more booty in the butt? Cisco made that song when he seen me in a thong, the thong, thong, thong. I know you like the way. And then I missed the thing. I know you like the way the booty go like a pro. Slip him off the bed, throw him on the floor. Turn on the cameras, start the freak show. This ass even got Black Rob saying, whoa. I got a fat ass, now a nigga can pass up. Juvenile couldn't even back this ass up. Bone, don't you know, lil mama fully loaded. I got a fat ass, and I know how to tote it. You wanna fuck? 20 G's for the nut. Keys to the mansion, keys to the truck. What? Y'all know what's up. Ain't Naho got more booty in the butt. And that's none other than the Queen of the South, Trina.
Whoa, calm down.
Pull Over is the name of that song.
Queen of Miami.
Queen of the South. I said what I said. Right, I said what I said, right. Nigga.
Kaya,
who finna say something?
You better not hope Kaya don't hear that.
Where's Kaya?
Ain't she around.
Oh, okay. Well, she better stay where she at then.
Right,
I said what I said. Let's move on. Now you can do what you said you wanted to do when you were skipping shit off the outline.
It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and read them to Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Everyone should grow up and accept that a guy getting his ass ate by a girl isn't gay. That shit amazing. Central. Queen Germ, react.
I'm going to have to stand with him.
Shit.
Come on
that
now.
Shit gay, nigga.
It's not.
That
it's
shit
not.
Gay.
It ain't nothing gay about it.
Yes, it
the
is.
The thing about it is this.
There's no way to look manly and get your ass ate.
It doesn't matter. It ain't about looking manly. That's a part of you being submissive. It's something about it. Like, if you want somebody to do that and you enjoy it, mm-hmm. you won't know you enjoy it until you tried it. Mm-hmm. So, if that's what you want
to
get a little feel on,
no man's supposed those, to get his bussy
those tendons and nerve endings and all of that mm-hmm. that's going on back there. Yeah, not tendons. But all of that sensation that's going on back there. That is something that the person should be able to enjoy and not have to be shamed for liking. If you like getting your ass ate, get your ass ate. I don't give a fuck who eating it. If that's what you want, get it. Long as they are of legal age and they are agreeing to doing whatever that is y'all doing. I ain't got no problem with that. People do. They need to grow up. You're accepting everything else in the world except the fact that a nigga might want to get his leg.
Any ate. Man that want to, like, that craves to get his ass ate, I'm like, yo, what
it
the
ain't,
fuck?
It ain't
like,
about crazy.
Yes, it is. Like,
so
yo.
That mean, it's okay if a nigga say, I want you to choke me out while we fucking. So that's masculine. So,
yeah.
I mean, but I'm saying, like,
I mean,
why,
nothing,
why my
nothing.
Kink got to be masculine or feminine?
But as a man... You cannot look masculine and get your ass ate.
You
either tooted or booted, or you got your legs up in the buck. One of the two. You know what I'm saying? So
he could be laid to the side in a fetal position.
Again.
That ain't nothing gay about that.
What the fuck?
You looking like a baby.
Nigga, exactly.
He looking like
you get
a
your
baby.
Diaper changed.
He looking like a baby.
You get your diaper changed.
He looking like a baby.
Nah, nigga.
Uh-uh.
Sorry.
That's what I'm talking about. Come on with it.
Nah.
Ain't that wrong with it to me.
I mean, yeah, nothing between a man and woman could be considered gay, but you can do some gay shit with a woman. And yes, so I'm just going to say yes. I don't agree with that statement.
I agree with it.
Because that's just like saying, oh, you can let your woman fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, if that's what he wants.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not going to be one of the women who going to be willing to do that for a nigga now. I need to make that clear. All I'm saying is, if that's what you like, I mean, I am growing. Because in the beginning, I hear things like that, you know, when I was a much younger person, I'm like, oh my God, anything a man want to do is just gross if they're doing something like that. But if that's the sensation that you like, and you are the other partner, why would you not want to get that person that sensation? Like, I would want to be the person that you get your desires met through.
I hope you would look at me funny if I asked you to do some wild shit like that. Just be like, what? Like, then I know, like, yeah, I'm tripping. You know what
I'm not going to do it because I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Me neither. I wouldn't be like, man, come on, man. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. Let's go ahead and move on, man, because...
too much with the ass eating.
Yeah, man. Like, niggas, these new niggas is off the chain, bruh.
They want their shit ate.
That's what I was like, yo, what the fuck, bruh?
They say you ain't lived if you ain't had your ass ate.
Shit.
They say you a dead man walking, germ.
Yeah, like, nigga, what? You don't want to experience true bliss? Nah, nigga, I'm cool. I want to keep my head in the sand and not knowing what the fuck going on out here.
Get it.
That shit crazy right there, nigga.
They said they got something for your ass.
Y'all niggas out here getting y'all buns tossed. And then it's like, it's just wild, bro. Hey.
And then get mad when the girls go and tell all your business. Oh, don't act like I ain't eat your ass. And,
and you know you like that finger yet. What?
Yeah.
Oh, these new niggas. You like it all. These new niggas, bro. I tell you, they just, you're not supposed to be this sexually free. I say it all the time. You're not. Keep it normal. Keep it like... Fuck like your granddad. Grandma and granddad would fuck.
We're not going to do that.
These new niggas.
Sex is for enjoyment.
No, it's not. It's not for procreation. Yes, it is.
That is not what that is for.
Yes, it is.
We're going to kick it up a notch. Y'all don't just eat your food with salt and pepper no more. Y'all got damn jerk seasoning. You got all these other things. Hot sauce. Y'all fucking that up. So if you got all this here going on and you doing that, your taste buds getting wild. Why your ass can't get tingled? Hey, do it all. Just live it up. You ain't got but one life to live.
Damn. Well, if y'all like those confessionals, go check them out on Twitter. Well, let's keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, my keep it 100 this week got to be that Zephyr Hills is the whole milk of waters.
100.
I don't care how cold that mess is. I don't care how hot that water is. But that shit is thick. I don't know where the hell do they get
that
from.
Shit is creek water, nigga. That's why I don't drink that shit.
It is thick. It doesn't taste like water. It has a gelatinous nature to it. It has something that is gel-like. It is not an aqueous solution. I promise you. It cannot be real water. Like, it's water. Maybe it's majority water. But it has something in it that is a thickening agent that it is not the same consistency as other water. So, yes. My Q100, I tried. I thought maybe because the drink has gotten cold, something in it has changed. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try a hot one or a room temperature one, rather. So, I said, no. Nah. It's the same consistency. It just is not the beverage of choice when I'm talking about water.
That shit nasty.
Zephyr Hills is on the chunky side.
That shit tastes like creek water. That's creek. Zephyr Hills, Deer Park, it gotta be from the same creek. Cause that shit, you can taste animals, you can taste, just nasty.
Like I said, it's something going on in it, but yeah.
Nasty. I do not drink that shit.
It's compared, in my book, it's Zephyr Hills is the whole milk of
whole milk. If I could drink milk, whole milk is the bomb.
Okay. I'm saying consistency, so that means it's thick.
Oh, okay. In comparison
to the other waters.
I was about to say, what? Whole milk is the shit. Cereal with some whole milk? Nigga, if my stomach could take it, oh my God. But
meanwhile, you're drinking almond milk.
Shout out to the almond milk. The vanilla almond milk is restored my faith.
There is something that you could eat cereal with or whatever you're going to do with it.
Because I was just like, man, that Cinnamon Toast Crunch been good the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Because that almond milk tastes just like whole milk.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. If you got it in something, I just would not ever pour a damn glass of that shit up.
Who, you a sick ass nigga, you just drink a glass of milk. Like, you a sick ass. Like, who? What kind of nigga sit there and drink a whole glass?
I mean, it's some grown people that still drink
it. I mean, you better be dunking some cookies in that shit or something, but if you just sit there and drink a cup of milk,
he might just be
you
drinking
a sick
it.
Ass nigga, bro. Like, hey.
They trying to get their calcium from
Everybody know that you don't need, you get most calcium. Nah.
You done got all of it.
Yeah,
by now.
The milk calcium don't do nothing for you. This shit just turned to deposit, turn to silvers in your fucking fingernails, goddamn. That's all that shit do to you. But yeah, man, you're a sick ass nigga, you drinking milk, man. I keep 100 go a little something like this, man. You never know what people are dealing with, man. Recently, man, podcast community, we lost Breeze Cool Comedy. She was a comedian, and you know what I'm saying, and she passed away last week. We didn't find out till over the weekend, but you see these people, you talk to them online, and they cracking jokes, Joan and whatever, but you don't know that they are, like, going through turmoil internally. So, I mean, that could be anybody. So, just remember, like, the people that suffer from depression, it's worse when they by themselves.
100.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they might be the life of the party, you know what I'm saying, with people around, but as soon as everybody go home, they sitting there and they just, mind is a damn tornado. So always check on your people. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they are in a good headspace, because now more than any time, people are going through it. You know what I'm saying? They are choosing to take matters in their own hands, and that's not always the correct, of course. And I know we have a lot of people that's sympathetic and you know, people feel their way about, you know, suicide, you know, now, you know, but just know that it's not better, you know what I'm saying, if you do that, because, you know, you might, you know, be out of pain, but you don't know the pain that you're leaving everybody else in. So just, you know, just check on your people, make sure everybody all right, because like I said, you never know what somebody going through, and people put up a good front face for you, and you never know. So just always check in with your loved ones, and you know what I'm saying, because like I said, it's, life is short, life is precious, and you never want to see nobody go out like that. So that's my keep it 100, man. Rest in peace, Breeze Cool Comedy, man. You know, damn, shit crazy. Well, it's winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner this week has got to be none other than the legend, the great Smokey Robinson.
Winner!
For the release of his new album, Gasms. Y'all heard it here. I'm talking about the old school is finna bring it to the bedroom. Y'all better act like y'all know and go and get Uncle Smokey album. It's coming out. Releasing soon, I think in the next couple of months. So y'all better go get that shit. I'm gonna be playing it.
No,
we
you
can
ain't.
Have us a listening party
you ain't gonna play
on the Frocast. Oh yeah, this is what's happening. And when I tell you, April 28th is going down. It's going down. So whatever show that's right after that, I'm gonna have a report for you. Don't worry about it. King Jerm might not hit. I'm going to listen to every song that's on there. Trust me when I tell you. I'm going to bring it back to you and let you know what it's all about. So, yes, my week winner is none other than Smokey Robinson. You better get your gas. I'm with it.
Well, my winner, man, it's actually 53. I got 53 winners this year. This week. And those 53 winners are the Philadelphia Eagles football team.
Winner.
You know why they're my winners? Because they beat the motherfucking 49ers ass. Now, granted, we knocked their quarterback, their third string quarterback. See, now all of a sudden, the quarterback, a third string quarterback. When he was 6-0, 7-0, he was the second coming of Joe Montana and shit. But then once he get knocked out of the game, oh, man, y'all just beat our third string quarterback. Listen, I don't give a fuck. If he would have won, y'all niggas would have been talking that shit. So 49er fans, hey, I understand. Your third string quarterback came in, he got knocked out. Your fourth string quarterback came in, he got knocked out. Y'all niggas was about to put the damn quarterback suit on Christian fucking McCaffrey and let him be y'all quarterback. Matter of fact, I think he threw a pass in that game. But Brock Purdy came back in the game. He couldn't throw no fucking, you know, his arm was fucking done. Come to find out, he fucked his elbow up or something, tore some kind of ligaments in his elbow. But, you know, that's part of the game. But I've talked enough about the losers. Let's get back to these motherfucking winners. These Philadelphia fucking Eagles are going to the goddamn Super Bowl again. Again. Queen Germ, we've been married how long?
How long? You tell me.
20 years.
19, nigga.
19 years we've been married. 19 years. In those 19 years, how many times have the Eagles went to the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Three.
I don't count.
This will be the third time. This will be the third time, all right? In those 19 years that we've been married. Now, let me ask you a quick question. How many times have... Never mind. I ain't going to do that. Let's keep it about the Eagles.
Yeah, because you don't want me to go where I'm going. Because I'm going somewhere.
Let's keep it about the Eagles. Yeah.
Keep it about the Eagles.
We're going to the Super Bowl where we'll play the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? This will be the first time we have two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I say black loosely because y'all know how I feel about Pat Mahomes. But I'm so happy that the Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl because this was totally unexpected.
Because y'all ain't no real fans.
That's what makes it even better.
Because y'all need to understand that the people do not have real fans. And when you don't have real fans, you don't expect to go to the Super Bowl. Which is crazy because you should have that expectation every time the season begins. And if you playing with a
This is my winner.
You took too long to get it over with.
So please, let me have my moment, ma'am.
You done had a lot of moments on here.
So, y'all check in February 12th. We got one more show to do before then. We do all our Super Bowl stuff next week. But y'all make sure y'all looking Sunday. Those Eagles flying high. Number one seed. Best team in football all year.
So why would you expect to be anywhere but here? There should be no surprise.
I mean, no. Coming into the season, I did not expect we was going to have this great of a season.
Okay.
But voila, look what happened.
All right.
And so we are one game away from hoisting that trophy up again.
All right.
And you know, I'm holding off. I ain't buy my NFC Championship shirt. I held off. I said, nah. I'm going to wait to buy the big boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait to buy the big boy. Now I want this championship. I want that one to say, we did it again. Nigga, that's the one I want right there. So, y'all calm down. You know, we got one more week. You know what I'm saying? To the big game. Well, 2 weeks technically, yeah. Because, time of the recording. You know, we have seven, eight, nine more days. But anyway.
Okay, get it together.
Yes. Joyous. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes, I mean, there'll never be losers in my heart, so fall back, take many seats. So, this week's loser has to be Danielle LLC Meat Company.
Loser.
And this is just when the, as you call them, shark coochie boys got popular with y'all black folk.
The shark coochies.
Yeah, the charcuterie.
Shark coochie sounds better.
Yeah, to you. But nonetheless, just in case you're trying to figure out what the hell am I saying. Hey, because y'all know how to read and rap lyrics go. But yeah, nonetheless, with those things going on, Danielle LLC Company Meat Factory, they have a recall on the ready-to-eat sausage products, which is found in a lot of those packages when you're setting them up and it's so cute with your cheese and all of that good stuff. But yes, they had to recall 52,914 pounds of this meat.
That's
a lot of meat. So, therefore, be careful out here if y'all shopping from places, because they said it's a lot of different companies that they send their product to. So, it's a lot of different labels that fall under this brand. Please do your research if you still out there eating that shit. But if not, put a pause on that. Just hold out on it. Just keep with the cheese and some fruits and shit. Just leave the meats alone, because clearly, if they got an issue with Listeria growing in the damn meat supply, it ain't no telling what another factory got someplace else with there. So just stay away from it. Maybe that's why we should have never been into that shit. But be safe out there with your shop coochie boys.
They're like, nigga, we had enough supply for the real meat. Now this new supply.
Now we got to come up different ways
to get some meat. Nigga, I told y'all the homeless people missing, nigga.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, y'all, this mystery meat is the homeless people. Them just disappearing and shit. All right.
They disappearing?
Hey, they got egg, these egg places catching on fire and shit, and they taking eggs off the shelf. It's market prices and shit on eggs, and this shit nuts, man. I don't know what they're trying to do to us. Well, my loser, man, this bum-ass lady.
Loser.
So this lady here. It's not what's on your paper. I know you looking confused. You're like, why is he going so hard on her? This lady said she went on 6 dates a week and didn't have to buy groceries for 2 years.
I'm about it. I'm about it, and rowdy. That's what I'm talking about. Go on, ma'am.
So her name is Vivian Tu. She admitted to hyperbolizing. Oh my God. The number of dates she went on one on per week as claimed in a 2021 viral TikTok. Forget Dine and Dash, this former Wall Street trader dying to save cash. Vivian Tu, known as TikTok as Your Rich BFF, first went viral in 2021 with a clip in which she bragged that she went on 6 dates a week to avoid paying for groceries. Between 2016 and 2018, she said she didn't buy groceries once, probably saved about $150 a week. I got no Queen Germ. Is that, no, first of all, you're a loser because A, you're getting all these fucking free dates. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like it because you're just using people because you're not, you have no interest in me. You're only interested in saving a buck. So you're a bum ass lady for taking advantage of these unsuspecting men like that. These men want some pussy.
They might take want some you out pussy, but she's
get
gonna,
some pussy. But who you said, just trying to get your stomach full and not your pussy full.
Listen, Linda.
No, I'm just saying.
Did anybody tell you she didn't have sex with those people?
I don't know.
It said she didn't buy groceries. Nobody said that lady didn't give up some coochie, some booty, some head. Y'all don't know that. So you are assuming because she was satisfied with the free meals that she was not reciprocating the good deed. That lady probably done had sex with all them gang of people during that time. So you don't know somebody, because you know some men, you're going to go out one date and it's going to be like, oh yeah, I just want to get to know the person, so we ain't got to have sex. But then if he come through with lunch on a regular basis, after a couple of meals, you might decide, I might go ahead and give Johnny a little taste of the thing.
Look, these little bum ass women need to find a better way to save money, and taking advantage of people is not it.
It is the way.
No, it's not.
It's the way. It's not. Because do you know how many niggas done laid on women before? They glad to sling their dick on them. They think that was a form of payment.
I need somewhere to stay. That's why I'm doing
that. That's a form of payment. So therefore, if she was tossing her coochie out,
but if she's not, okay, let's say she's not.
Okay, well then that means
she cheap as hell. She ain't giving up no pussy.
The niggas is lame.
The niggas is lame.
The niggas is lame.
You lying to me. You tell me someone to go out six nights a week. You going on a date every night just for a free meal.
With different people. With different people. So the clock
starts over. I hope it's different people. If it's that same nigga, you just using this nigga for free food.
Everybody. So that means if I could get me in rotation a good 50 niggas, it's 350, what is it, 365.
Yeah.
Days in a year. You can't tell me that's not a bad deal. I mean, that's not. Them niggas wouldn't buy me meals but for 7 times out the whole year. Who couldn't take somebody out 7 times? I ain't asking for all of them at once.
That's a lot. So you need at least, what, 6 days a week for 24 niggas.
That's it. I mean, it could be 24, it could be 50, it could be 100. Whatever way you want to get with these people. Because if you meet them, you meet them in the grocery store, you meet them online, you meet them at the job. That's terrible.
You're a bum. Get a fucking job.
I think is ingenious.
And she said she make almost $100K. Like, you could afford fucking
groceries. She could afford groceries. That's why, that's the reason why she's eating the big meals with the men. She probably got her bowl of oatmeal cereal or something at the house.
She eating some fucking
and
yogurt.
And then she
at
got
home.
Ramen for them in between days, because sometimes you might not get a Mr. Winner chicken dinner. So you do what you do. I mean, the people are being creative nowadays.
Jesus.
It's hard out here.
I see. Take advantage of people.
Yeah, it is not taking advantage because obviously the men have the money to treat her on this meal.
I'm thinking about to get some pussy. And I ain't getting none.
Pussy ain't $20. Ain't $40.
Well, somebody got to pay.
Somebody got to pay. And you going to enjoy this company. I'm going to make this conversation real stimulating.
I can go get me a lady at night for some company.
But see, that's the thing. You want somebody real.
You ain't real either. You just using me to eat. She can, like I said,
that lady is probably busting it wide open for somebody.
She better be.
It's got to be somebody in the crew that's getting it.
She better be. Cause she just using all y'all niggas like that. That's ridiculous, man. So she's my loser, Mr. Vivian Tu. Looks like we knocked out the outline. Looks like we have one thing to do. And that's what we need to ask you. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly. And who's also going to be a co-host. We're going to start up our little show, End of Two podcast. And so be looking out for that to come out soon and very soon. And of course, you know, I ain't forgot about my loyal listeners from the hometown. So anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Noga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to B-Eazy. Oh, at the time of this recording, it's well, it's a B-Eazy birthday. Happy birthday, B-Eazy, man.
Happy birthday.
We don't like celebrating his birthday, but 2-1 is his birthday, February 1. Shout out to B-Eazy. So shout out to B-Eazy. It's all right. GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rule on myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, CG24, Texas T, Amazing AP, Nanita, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Peppy J from B More, Stephen B More, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Law, all the game, No Ma'am Game, you got Dom, B Dot. Shout out to B Dot. He started his own radio station, internet radio station. I think it's 107.1. But it's an internet radio station, so check it out. Shout out to the Black Pod Squad. We got 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast. We got Eclectic and the EDP. We got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. We have Uncle Dolomite, the Too Much Game. We have Mad Static and the Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams. Then we have Dr. Brasive and the Dr. Brace Network. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. That is the Black Pod Squad. Please go to blackpodsquad.com. Check us out. Any other podcasts that fuck with us, you got JRWV and Commonplace. You have a Jay Christian, the Cognac Room. You have Morio at Sound of My Voice. You got the Mind Triggers. You got Harrison, 8More92. Who else we got? Any other podcaster, fuck with us. We Need to Talk. Lamp. Any other one, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Let's see. We got Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Well, Queen German, another show's in the books. It's time to rate your show. What are you giving it?
Epic Black Party, great way to start off 2023. My oldest brother will be 50 this week. Just ready for the weekend. I guess I have to give this show, I guess I have to give it a 9.
Well, I'm gonna try to do something different today. This show right here, I felt good about it. I'm gonna give it honest score. I'm gonna give it a 8.8. Cause Kobe wore 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So, yeah. Well.
Thought you were going to talk about them bum-ass Eagles again, but okay.
Oh, look. Save it. Save it.
It don't make me no never save mind, it. My nigga. Because you know it. I come with it.
This show, the show after we win the Super Bowl, going to be epic. Epiquito. Okay. Epiquito. That's what it's going to be.
Okay, let's go.
Epiquito. Epiquito.
Yeah, see, that ain't even nothing. That's nothing. That's absolutely nothing. And you know it's nothing when you say it.
Hey, you know how niggas speak Spanish? They just throw an O on the end or something. And think they talking Spanish. Yeah. No. No bueno, no taco. Like,
Sick.
Do you know where we can find a carro?
No. Like,
yeah.
Sir.
Oh, shit, man. So, looks like we cleared the show. It's time for me to say, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Go to frocast.com or don't forget about our voicemail. Call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play on the show. Don't forget to go to nappyafro.club for extended content. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Because, you know, since you can't join the Patreon no more, you can buy a fucking shirt.
Or mug.
Spring, yeah, mug. We got all kind of shit over there. Go check out what we got. You know, we got a whole store, store.nappyafro.com. Go check us out. Go buy some shit. On behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com